Hi, all. Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. So let's look at a couple of terms from English that are useful when you want to express relief. What kind of relief am I talking about, though? Well, I'm talking about situations where you're kind of in trouble, maybe, or facing some kind of difficulty, or maybe in an uncomfortable situation, and then something happens, or someone shows up, or gives you something that makes your whole situation a little bit easier. Let's start with godsend. Godsend. That's one word, and it is usually a noun, not an adjective. We say that phone booth in the middle of nowhere was a godsend. A godsend is something or someone that you didn't expect to show up in your life, and that thing or that person is very, very welcome for the reasons I mentioned above. Maybe it's something that has come to solve a need. Listen to this example I found on Twitter. This guy tweeted out, "iShare is a godsend." So what is iShare? It's a website for sharing job opportunities and other job-related stuff. So this guy has all of a sudden found the iShare website, which somehow makes his life easier or maybe answers a lot of his questions regarding job search. So he thinks iShare is a godsend. He's grateful for this site. It's a godsend. Here's what someone else said. This half day was a godsend. What does that mean? This guy only worked until noon today, 12 p.m. He had a half day of work. He didn't have to work for 8 hours today. He went home after only 4 hours. So he's saying that this half day was a godsend. Why? I don't know. He didn't explain why, but I'm guessing that either he was tired and could use a rest, or he had some errands to run and he was able to take care of that during the afternoon. The other term we have for today is a bit more dramatic, I think. Lifesaver. It has a similar meaning to godsend, in principle, but a lifesaver, like I said, communicates a bit more of a dramatic message. A lifesaver is someone or something that helps you significantly when you're in a difficult situation. Of course, people use it liberally, and it doesn't always mean that you saved that person's life. Let's say a friend casually asks you, "Would you happen to have a stamp?" You open your wallet, pull out a stamp, and hand it over to your friend. Your friend can't believe it. She says, "Wow, I totally did not expect you to have a stamp. You're a lifesaver." Now, check out this example. Someone said on Twitter, "If someone you know is going through a tough time, reach out. Your call, text, or direct message may be a lifesaver." So this guy just offered a piece of advice. Kind of interesting advice. He said, you know, if you know someone in need, just reach out to them. You never know. Your message could be exactly what they need. It could be the word of incentive or the comfort they need to just keep going. Your message may be a lifesaver. And here's one example from me. One day I was walking down the street and I didn't have my cell phone on me. Then all of a sudden I tripped on the sidewalk and twisted my ankle and it hurt a lot. A few minutes later, a cab just pulled over on the tree behind me. That cab was a lifesaver. So what are your stories? What was a godsend or a lifesaver in your life? Tell us in the comments and talk to you next time.